So we see a decent about VOA in the belly.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 10 kuLwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, elemelika selilungiselela ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump onqobe kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika ngeviki edluleyo aqalise umsebenzi iningi emhlabeni jikelele lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe uza kuba lomthelela bani emazweni alo.
Wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhondakhondle Afrika afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria. IZimbabwe ingubani yona?
Sizakuzwa eziphathelane lokholo lwesiKristu.
Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinaso isiliva negolide. Kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi, phakama uhambe.
Kwezemidlalo sixoxa noNozinti owake waba lodumo uNonjabulo Dube.
Ngathi nje ukufitha stars angithethe ukukhompela la into zazi right but ukukhompela wathi iyayithiyami ayivumvo ibike South Africa uneni nangi-edlangotho lokhu yini ngenza but
zonke lezi ndaba ezigoqela ezabatsha ezamasiko ziyalandela kulandela ukunqoba ukukhetho lukamongameli eMelika kukamnumzana Donald Trump owebandla le-Republican Party ngeviki edluleyo enqoba unkosikazi Kamala Harris owe-Democratic Party. Iningi lizibuza ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe ungaba lomthelela bani kwele Zimbabwe lezwekazi le-Afrika. Sixoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ngalolu daba.
Umbuso kamongameli Trump asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi kungu-Donald Trump lonesimaziyo ongashintshanga, i-Afrika ayizange itsho lutho kuye. Ngiyacabanga lokuthi namanje kuncane esingakulindela ku-Donald Trump singama-Afrika, siyizwe leZimbabwe. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhona ndakhondle Afrika afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria. IZimbabwe ingubani yona? Kukhangeleke ukuthi G20 izoba nomhlangano wayo la eSouth Africa. Kukhangeleke ke ngamehlo amakhulu ukuthi kuyobonakala yini ukuthi uDonald Trump uzoza, ngoba ekubuseni kwakhe kwangaphambili waze waphela umbuso engazange walivakatshela lele le-Afrika. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi ezoza eSouth Afrika kulowo mhlangano, kusho ukuthi sesizobona ke lapho ukuthi ngabe kukhona yini azabuya ekumumethe aza kukhuluma ngeZimbabwe, ngokuqhubeka eZimbabwe nangezwekazi lonke nje jikelele le-Afrika.
Sesikhangela umhlaba wonke jikelele, kuyini esingakubona ngombuso kamnumzana Donald Trump?
Esingakubheka la ngombuso kaDonald Trump emhlabeni nasezwekazi lase-Afrika yikuthi mhlawumbe ukuzuza esingathi siza kuzuza kuDonald Trump yikuthi akusiyo ndoda ethanda izimpi, asiyo ndoda ethanda ukulwa namanye amazwe. Ngicabanga ukuthi nje lokho kukodwa umhlaba siza ubona kuncipha izimpi, ngoba izimpi ezikhona emhlabeni zixhaswa yi-America, zinokwenza ne-America. Ungabheka impi eqhubekayo lapha since 2022 eRussia neUkraine. Umuntu onikeza amandla ukuthi liyanimpi siyibone ilokhu iqhubeke njalo iAmerica. Sibuke manje okwenzeka laphayana Israel namaPalestine eGaza, eLibanon. umuntu oxhase kakhulu leyanimpi ebuhlungu kangaka ebula amajuda ebulala izingane nabantu abangomama ngaphandle kosi konke lokhana ngama America kuxhasa esingakuzwa ke sikubone futhi kwenzeka ngaphansi kombuso ka Donald Trump ukuthi singabona izinto ezifana naleziyana ziya ziphela njengobani eke wakusho nje nakukampeni yakhe ukuthi yena uma engakhethwa noma engakagcotshwe sengupresident elect wathembisa ukuthi impi yase Ukraine nase Russia uzayimisa sibhekeleke ukuthi umhlaba uzake unciphe kuzimpi ezinye ezingadingekanga kuzimpi ezinye eziza nobungozi bokuthi ngelinye ilanga singabona sekusetshenziswa izikhali zenews ezenuclear phela ezingabhisa umhlaba ezingaletha imikhuhlane eminingi ebantwini kodwa ke amazwe abanjengabo Europe ngicabanga ukuthi bona awu bahlalele evalweni manje ngoba siyazi ukuthi ke uDonald Trump akazwanani kakhulukazi neNATO iNATO lena inhlanganyela yesecurity yamazwe angentshonalanga nje ungumuntu okuthi ukuza kwakhe kuNATO akusizo zindaba ezinhle kakhulu lezo asizo not nje futhi ezinhle kakhulu asizo ndaba ezinhle kubo lokho ukungena kwaDonald Trump size futhi ke kubudlelwane beAmerica neChina uhlala bumunguke buzoba mungu kakhulu ngaphansi kaDonald Trump akezwani kahle hle namaChina kodwa ukuthi kungagcina sekusiya empini angikholwa kangako sibe sesisiza ke ezwekazi laseAfrica izwekazi laseAfrica siyazi ukuthi kunento leyana okuthiwa iAGOA iAfrican Growth Opportunity iAGOA leyi uDonald Trump azange nje watshengisa ukuyithanda ukusebenza kwakhe lokhana kwakuqala nxa esazobuyela ekuso lesiyana sinyathelo sakhe sibona ukuthi izwe lazi laseAfrica kunengi ke eliza kuswela akadeli ukuzuza ngaphansi kweAGOA ngoba uTrump wahoxisa kakhulu imisebenzi eyenziwa yizwekazi laseAmerica emazweni omhlaba ukusho ukuthi ke ukungazuzi kweAGOA kuzokuthinta amazwe amaningi eAfrika ngoba kunengi nje imithelela ebakhona kuAGOA nakulawo mazwe angasiwo malunga ayo iAGOA yilapho ke embono ukuthi ke ukuza kaDonald Trump asizo ndaba ezinhle kubantu basemhlabeni zindaba ezinhle kulabo abathanda uxolo abangathandi izimpi zindaba ezinhle kubo abantu baseAmerica ngokuningi ngoba uyabathembisa ke naku kuzo lokubavikela ku security ukuthi kungalula achithe imali eningi evikela ama American so konke ke lokho siyakubona ukuthi ukuza ka Donald Trump kuza kuqube izinto ezingezinhle emhlabeni kwabaningi kodwa ke ezinhle kuwo kanye ama American
lo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe esixoxelayo ecingweni eseJohannesburg wele South Africa. Ngesizwe esiphathelane labasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguThabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana uNkosikhona DVD ngokhetho lwemelika kanye nokungafundwa ngabatsha.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukubona abantu abasha besukumela phezulu endabeni zokhetho ngoba yibo abakhokheli bakusasa njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi baphatheke besasengabantu abatsha enhlelweni ezinje. Nginazelele kakhulu eArizona State lapho engikhona ukuthi abantu abatsha yibade bekhankasa kakhulu especially lapha ku Arizona State University kula bantu abatsha abaningi kakhulu ubabona bemile emakhoneni bekhuluma labantu kumbe yazihambela laba bakubuzayo ubhalisileni ukuvota ithuba lokuvota liselikhona ungavota uphatheke enhlelweni lezi belamadesk abanye bekhuthaza njalo befundisa abantu abasha ukuthi babhalise ukuvota njalo baphatheke endleleni kuhle ukuthi emelika lapha abantu abasha basukumele phezulu ukudlula umnyaka oka-2020 wama-elections adlulileyo.
Sesikhangela imikhankaso yababili laba umnumzana Trump nonkosikazi Harris. Ukunqoba kukamnumzana Trump kanye lokunqotshwa kukankosikazi Harris kungabe kubangelwe kuyini nxa sikhangela ke imikhankaso yababili laba.
Okuhle ngubone ngokhetho lwemelika ukuthi khona ade bekhankasa laba uTrump loHarris bebesebenzisa wonke amathuba ade bewathola ukuthi babuthanise abantu bakhulume emaphephandabeni bakhulume labalandeli babo bekhulumisane labanye abantu lapha eArizona besibona bengena door to door bekhulumisana labantu bebatshela ngenhlelo zabo lalokhu abafisa ukuthi bekwenze nxa bengangena kuhulumende. Into emqoka kakhulu engiyifundileyo engiyinanzelileyo njalo engiyijabuleleyo ngiyibona ukuthi ukhetho soluphelile, owinileyo sewinile, ubukhokheli bona lobo buka Trump lo Kamala baxoxisene bakhulumisana kwa congratulatewana ukuthi hayi imelika yayiye phambili abantu bemelika bakhethe wena ukuthi ubakhokhele ngalesi sikhathi khonkhana kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba akufanelanga ukuthi sonke isikhathi sihlale sisekhethweni sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenze njalo i-transition kayikho lula kulezi zinto eziningi ezenzakalayo ukuthi
abatsha eZimbabwe yiziphi izifundo abangazithola ukukhetho lwalonyaka olokudinga umongameli weMelika.
Mina engakukhuthaza abantu abatsha baseZimbabwe ukuthi asiphathekeni elihleleni ezokuthuthukisa ilizwe. Nxa ngisitsho njalo ngithi kwesinye isikhathi ukuphatheka kwakhona ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iparlamenti isebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi ucouncil usebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi uhulumende usebenza njani, kwesinye isikhathi ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iconstitution yethu yeZimbabwe imi njani njalo ithini ngamalungelo abantu, ithini ngathi abantu abatsha. Ngiyakhumbula kathesi umsekelo sombutho sathi se-amendwa soku each province isile parliamentarian omela abantu abatsha. So i-province nga province lomuntu oyedwa eyamsekondayo ukuthi ayiparliament ayimela abantu abatsha. So kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abatsha basukumele phezulu bafunde yibo ubukhokheli bakusasa. So akulo obunye ubukhokheli okuzaba khona ngaphandle kwabantu abatsha kathesi ukuthi kumele bephathe ngenhlelweni lezi kuyancedisa kakhulu ukuthi bazwisise, bayancedisa kakhulu ukuthi layo bebuye le mpono engancedisa ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili njalo abantu nje jikelele eZimbabwe baphumelele.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhlanje besiye nomnumzana Nkosikhona Dibiti osakhulayo olapha eMelika sixoxa ngodaba lokhetho kanye lokungafundwa ngabatsha. Akuhlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo ngitabo kanyuke.
Siyabonga Taboka. Luyalandela uhlelo lwamasiko.
Zinana masiko
wena.
Zinana masiko
wena.
Kwenza masiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lami. Umthembu Sithembayo Gibbs Dube. Namhla ke ngilenyanga enkulu uDavid Mkhabenyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke kubulawayo. Ngoba Ngwenya kunjani ba?
Ngiyabonga.
Siyabona Ngwenya izulu calikani. Kambe ukuthi alicelwanga izulu kumbe kukhona okulibambileyo.
Njalo ngiphosela ezinduleni, izinduna kuyadingakala ukuthi zikhiphe abantu babo abavele behambela lo mlando wokuyakuphela amazolo ukwenzela ukuthi bazakale ukuthi sisafilwa zinkomo singenza njani. Lo mlando wezinduna, izinduna zimele amasiko, ayisilo zinduna zepolitiki. Mele amasiko abantu kulusiko ukuthi izinduna zikhipha abantu bayicela amazolo ezindaweni okucelwa khona
ikomo
sezihlele abanye izibona sezivalile.
Ye singathi nxa sikhangela ye kuyazwakala kakhulu baba Ngwenya, pho njengoba kunje komile kunje, pho kuqalwa njani? Kumele kuqaliswe ngubani khonokho ukuthi kwenziwe nxa sikhuluma ngesinto sibi?
Angihambe bazikhipha abantu izinduna bayekhala ezindaweni ezitshiyeniyo nasemtyolo kwezindawo zemtyolo bayekhala ukwenzela ukuthi kube lobukelo izulu liyaduma nelele phezulu libe lomoya oyesabekayo izindlu zithathwe konke lokhu kuyadingakala ukuthi kubikwe nxa kunomonakalo esigabeni abenkomo zishayiwe inkosazana kuyadingakala ukuthi labo bantu babayezika enduneni ukwenzela induna ikwazi ukuthi esigabeni sayo kulomonakalo onje
ngakholisa
ukutshayela izimota kathi izimota benzela ukuthi bayefika ezindaweni zonke kalula ugovernment kwenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi abanike izinyawo zokuhambisa.
Ye siyakhumbula babangwenya ukuthi iganga lalivele lihlanzwa uzokuthiwa ke kusafulwa izindlu zabothekwane kusazenziwa konke lokhu lalokhu kusayenziwa pho khonokho njengoba izulu lisala kangaka
kolokho okutshoyo izinto okudingakala ukuthi zenziwe kungakabi nesewula okhathesi wafika lapho kobulawayo uyabona kubothelwe amalembu esikhathini kulamafuleki indawo zonke esingakwazi ukuthi lawo mafuleki amathalabhani yini konke khona lokho kuyadingakala ukuthi nemalokishini lapha abantu banezinduna zabo nemasobhuku wabo induna kayikibuye ikhalime umasipala azake ayinyithe nabe-ZBC azake bayinyithe induna ukuthi ayiphoseli ilizwi lenhlonipho phakathi kwesizwe.
Kodwa ukuthi isizwe singakulandela yini khonokho na babangwenya bangakulandela abantu
ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka kodwa kufanele bakulandele na izinduna zise zakhuluma nombusi welizwe naye akutazi izinduna ukuthi aziphathe amasiko ngendlela.
Ye, elokugcina ungathini nxa ngophosela ukugcina khona bongweni?
Elokugcina ngalisho ukugcina hayi, ngezigaba ngezigaba, akufukuyeni, ngerafika laphana, elupanda mfiti, idonki sezikhukhuza izihlahla, izidonki ziyacuba, ngaso kucuba idonki, yanisho kufika ukuthi inkomo seziphelile, yikho engakusho ukuthi asizameni.
Ye leyo ke inyanga enkulu umnumzana David Mkhabinyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke obulawayo ngethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo ngoluvalisemoyeni namhlanje umthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube lalelani ezinye inhlelo
ezilandelayo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Lamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni lanamhlanje. Ekubongeni kwami ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abantu balolu hlelo olweStudio 7 abasilethela izindaba ezimnandi langanelanga. Njalo masiyolala silala siyazi ukuthi izwe lime kanjani, umhlaba ukanjani, amakhosi ethu asemhlabeni ame kanjani. Siyakubongela ke lokho. Bese ngibongela nabalandeli bonke nabafisa ukulandela iStudio 7. Ngiyababongela. Ngokutsho njalo ke ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje izenzo zabapostoli 3 eyiqala evesini lika 11 eyifundeka ngale ndlela. Esabambelele kuPetro noJohane bonke abantu bagijimela kubo emphemeni othiwa okaSolomone besaba kakhulu. Na indaba yanamhlanje ivesi nje elinye na indaba yanamhlanje ukhulunywa ngomuntu owayebambelele kula madoda amabili ngenxa yokugula kwakhe owayezale nakho kusukusela esifini sikanina. Uma ebona la madoda amabili uyajabulela, uyabambelela kuwo la madoda lawa. Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinazo isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi phakama uhambe. Kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala, abantu bagijimela kubo uJohane noPetros bemangele. Babaphendula koJohane noPetros bathi bona, hayi, kathi namangala kangaka nina bantu, nimangalani? Akusiwona amandla ethu lawa. Ngamandla kaJesu lo enambulala laphinda namphika, thina sathi uyaphila, uyinkosi yamakhosi. Yiwo la ayenze lo muntu aphakame ehambe ngegama likaJesu. Kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala kakhulu. Ukuhlala abantu ke bemangala into yemalanga namalanga, abantu bahlala bemangala njalo ukuthi lapha kuyenzekale kanjani. Bahlala bebuzane ke i-district yonke kuthi kathi laphana kwayenza kanjani. Abanye bebatsheleke kuthi hayi, kwafika uJohane noPetros bevakatshela ethempelini emsebenzini wabapostoli lapho kwakuthandazwa khona. Bafika ke bayithela phezulu kwalo muntu owayeyisishosha ehlala lapha emnyango ebekwa ngabazali bakhe. Bona ke bafika bakhuleka umuntu waphakama wama ngeenyawo. Kuthiwa abantu bonke bagijimela lapho befuna ukwazi ukuthi kuyenze njani. Leyo into eyenzakalayo langa nelanga namhlanje isayenzakala bantu benkosi, ebantwini abathandazayo nanamhlanje lento isayenzakala. Abantu bathandazela umuntu ehluphekile, abathandazayo bethandaza, abantu abangatholi imisebenzi bethola imisebenzi ngokuthandaza kuphela. Ngokutsho njalo ke ngiyabonga. Ake siceleleni abantu abagulayo abasezibhedlela, nabagulayo besemakhaya, nabagulayo befihla, asibathandazeleni uNkulunkulu abe nabo. Ngokuba uNkulunkulu nguye yedwa onamandla okufaka abantu enjabulweni ebakhipha enhluphekweni. Amandla lawo ahleli kuNkulunkulu kuphela. Akekho omunye umuntu futhi onawo. Oyabe eyayenzile esonta uyabe ecutshelwe nguNkulunkulu. Ngokutsho njalo abantu siyababonga abalalelayo iStudio 7 lolu hlelo lolu, ngokuba lusifundisa izinto eziningi. Sizwa izinto zamazwe ngamazwe, nathi sibe ngabantu abaphilayo ngokuzwa into zamazwe ngamazwe. Njalo ke bathi oJohane noPetros babesebenza straightforward, babengafani namakhosi anamhlanje la akhulunywa kuthiwa umbuso uyadakana, umuntu angadakwa kasayazi into ayenzayo. Ngokutsho njalo ke lapha sikhuluma ngezevangeli, ivangeli li straightforward, thandazela umuntu aphile, ame ngeenyawo aphile, ehambe engophilayo, efakaze etshela abantu abaningi ukuthi wasinda ngomthandazo. Ngokutsho njalo ake sithandazeleni abagulayo nabantwana nabasezibhedlela, sibathandazele inkosi uJesu abe nabo, ngoba uye yedwa onamandla okusindisa abantu. Asithandazeni sonke, ukuthandaza kwethu ke sonke kusinikeza amandla. Nkosi, siyabathandazela bonke abasemhlabeni abagulayo nabasezibhedlela nabasemakhaya, sithi uNkulunkulu makabe nabo. Ngokutsho njalo ke sibeka nabantwana, izimviyo zabantwana, ngokuba babhalile abantwana amazwe namazwe, babhalile bafuna ukupasa, iba nabo Nkosi. Siyakubonga lokho egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha, amen. Rahu leboga Modimo mo lebitsong la Ntate lelamura lelamoya mohanaka osafeling, amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya ngentshumayelo yakhe kuhlelo Vuselela Umoya. Siyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Where's kwezemidlalo unozinti owake wabaludumo uNonjabulo Dube uthi uzwa ukudana nxa ikhumbula ithuba elamphunyukayo elokuyadlala elizweni leSouth Africa ngenxa yokuba bathi umfitshane. Uchasisa okuningi ngokuthi onozinti bengaqeqeshwa njani ukuze besebenze ngokusezingeni eliphezulu.
Udube odume kweZimbabwe webambela iqembu leHomeline uke wadinga umsebenzi elizweni leSouth Africa ngo-2014 njalo uthi uba mfitshane kumphazamise amathuba akhe okuqhatshwa liqembu leFree State Stars ebeliqeqetshwa nguSteve Kompela.
Ye, ngangizibona ukuthi hayi kathi esinyathezile uba kompa and isikhathi engangihamba khona la kuma-trials amaZulu Free State Stars ngathi ngishika uFree State Stars ngangithetha ngikompela la izinto zazi-right but Kompela wathi yayithiyani ayivumi for ibigi South Africa. This card, I think, onyango qhasisiwe South Africa. Sasisonke umatshaya. Okuningi ngani exam wathi lokhu yimi ngiyenza but umzimba.
Udube yena oleminyaka engamashumi amathathu lesithupha 36 yokuzalwa uqale ukudlala umdlalo wenguqu emncane edlalela iqembu leVula Indlela Juniors futhi wayedlala phakathi kwenkundla kodwa wathi siya kuqembu leRail Stars ukuyadlala ngaphansi komqeqeshi woloDumo Ali Baba Dube. Yikho lapha ntshintsha khona waba nguNozinti.
Ngiqale ukudlala ibhora emncane. Sasala kuvula indlela ngase ngithathwa ngali papa ngayokulenza kuvula indlela ngasadlala phakathi then one day sithe sengu-restars ukhiphe bangabo then abanye babezela umbone emaphepheni badane akusifani washo kwaba yikutshintsha kwami iposition from that day ngahle ngaqala ukutrena njengokhiphe lapho kwaqalela khona career yami yokuba ngu-goalkeeper.
Ngokuya kwesikhathi waqala uba nguNozinto othembekileyo uDube lapho wathola khona indumela isikhathi edlalela iqembu leHomeline. Kunengakukhumbulayo ngesikhathi yokuqembu leChikurupati lona elafika kufinali yeMbatha Diamonds Cup ngomnyaka ka-2013 kodwa lanqotshwa yi-Islanders nge-3-0. Ukhumbula kakhulu ukuncintisana lo-Ariel Sibanda baze bafika la ku-national team abantu bebuzana ukuthi ngubani oyingcitshi ngomnyaka
ka-2014. Usebenza mzima khona kwakungekho lula njengamakhipha ababesuka amathimu atshiyeneyo yena u-Ariel Wylander wabesithi ublind lami kwawumayini yabe njani angiblind so njele thina sisodwa sabe sitshela ndanyawukhulela la ethi niyawukhulela kodwa ababejaja ngabantu ababenja bephandle njalo la bantu oyakusebenza labo deyinje
uDube uthi umdlalo angasoza ukhohlwe umdlalo lapho acina esebamba khona engazilungiselelanga lapho iqembu leHomeline elangcikilana khona leqembu leDynamo seRufaro Stadium ngomnyaka wakhe wakuqala kuPremier Soccer League ngo-2013.
Sasiya dlala eDynamo eHarare ngisuke lapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngimshezi bhakhe ngilisapho sikesitshayele umabhu kahle kahle sesitshayele umabhu uEfrem Mazaro ngoba mase sibuyela laphana sesiyatshintsha wafo wathi sesidlala ya yazi wathi esithi ngosudlala engakatshele ukhochi ngaqhuba wanje da ungakulenda iporadi lidlala uthi ngiwani isem elenaleli ozolidlala lapha kwiPremier League endenakanye sathi iporadi iqala washe baqalisa wathi akuyazi ukuthi angiseyenda washonship otokhom washe walitshaya washonship bamba 1-2-1
uDube uthe okunye okwancedayo ukudlala labadlali abalesipiliyoni okuyiba bamncedayo lasemdlalweni lapho kwakungani udlise khona njengomdlalo abawudlala leze PC Caribe.
Umuntu watshaya ibhora mna ngangitsheki phandle ngathi ngithela ngangicela ibhora kubo ballball ngalithola linjani isenethi lahle ngangidlala lamasenior players we-DG Gibbet Banda mina jimbea wabona nje idobo sijikile senta sewuhlohlile yikho kukhona kusatshintshe ungakhangeli phansi and le game I think sayiwina 3-1.
UDube uthi onozinti kumele baphiwe isikhathi lesineke ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lenelise ukubavuna sebekuzinga eliphezulu. Uthi njengesiphuzo sewayini onozinti bavuthwa ngokukhula besentubeni beze bebe ngocwebhesha. Okwamanje uDube uqeqesha onozinti beqembu leZimbabwe Saints elidlala kuziFA Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League uzihlalela lo mdeni wakhe elokishini leMganwini koBulawayo njalo labantwana ababili imele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. iningi emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abeZimbabwe lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso kamnumzana Donald Trump uza kuba lomthelela bani. Sizwe ezigoqela ezokholo ezabatsha lezamasiko kuwona lo umsakazo. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukulalela uhlelo lwethu lilakho kuya ebulenjini kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibane njalo kusasa. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM
apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lila.